This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And tomorrow is Arbor Day. City of Roseburg celebrating that. Tracy David from Roseburg Parks and Recreation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So Arbor Month is going on. Talk about Arbor Month. How long has this been around?
So, let's start out with the holiday, National Arbor Day. It's always celebrated on the last Friday of the month in April. And it kind of varies state to state, actually, which day is celebrated because of planting conditions in each state. In Oregon, however, the governor has chosen the entire month of April to highlight trees and the importance of urban forests rather than just one day, since it does align with planting conditions all across the state. It kind of varies. So we've been recognized as Tree City USA by the USA by the Arbor Day Foundation for the past 10 years. I think this is our decade celebration. And that's just, we're named in honor of our commitment to urban forest management.
Well, Roseburg is known for having a lot of trees. You've got a lot of the parks areas. You've got the VA campus. I mean, there's a lot of places to see trees around here.
Yes, we do have a lot of green space, and the areas that we have kind of concreted, we still have trees there, making it feel like we still have a lot of green space throughout the city.
And tomorrow you have got a special thing going on in the morning. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we have a tree planting event that we are inviting the community to come out. Adults 18 and over are welcome to join us to plant roughly 15 trees or so in the Stewart Park Natural Area over by the Duck Pond. We plan on meeting there at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And again, it's open to adults who want to come out and lend a hand. We're doing this tomorrow on Arbor Day, and we just want people to wear appropriate clothing when they come out for working outdoors. You know, closed-toed shoes, probably pants would be better, and then bring some gardening gloves or work gloves if you'd like. And we'll have a couple demonstrations, one by a sustainable landscaper from Viceroy and Skipper. She'll be demonstrating how to plant the trees in the area for us, what we're going to do. And then after that, we'll take a break, and Umpqua Valley Audubon Society will be there to demonstrate a couple different ways to install birdhouses on your own property.
Well, and it could be kind of a good learning experience, especially if you've been thinking about planting trees at your property, because one of the things is sometimes people plant them too close together.
Yes, or too close to the house or a fence. And, you know, really, you want to think about that tree before you're planting it. They always say, you know, you want to plant the right tree in the right place. But if you do that, you know, it could help lower your heating bills by keeping your house cool. Lower your cooling bills by keeping your house cool in the summer. And the same with the winter.
Yeah, no, it's a really positive thing. And yeah, the tree placement, I don't know how many stories I've heard from landscapers about people wanting these, and then in 2 years, 3 years, they're like, oh, we have to take half of these out.
Yeah, and it's a shame because, you know, you spent a lot of time planting that tree, and you picked it out for a reason usually. And so it just makes it easier in the long run to think a little bit about it before you plant it.
Now, you guys have been doing things online and other things throughout the month too, right?
Yes, yeah, we've been sharing tips on tree planting and other things having to do with trees on our Facebook page every week. So you can go back and look at those posts. We started that on April 1st. And we also are celebrating with an Arbor Day activities booklet for kids and families. This is a free activity booklet that's available at the library or on our website. You can print it off the website and you can fill it out, complete it, turn it into the library by May 2nd for a prize. They'll give you a prize for that.
And you're going to be announcing the winners of this, the Arbor Day photo contest tomorrow too.
Yes, that's been going on. We started that back in March. I think we have 10 entries and we are announcing the winner tomorrow on our Facebook page, but you'll also be able to see the winners and all the submissions on our website.
All right. And you're not going to leak the information early?
No.
All right. Just you and me in here and a few thousand people listening. So you'll have to check it out tomorrow. Is there a certain time of the day you're going to put that out?
It'll probably be in the morning time. So I'm thinking between 8 and 10.
All right. So look for that tomorrow. What about other things about Arbor Month has been going on? Anything else?
Well, we've been... No, just sharing that information about tree planting. We've been doing the photo contest, which is always a fun one to do. Gets people outside to enjoy the trees as well. And we've been, you know, working in our parks, keeping them. This is the time of year when we get out there and start, you know, getting our flower beds ready and planted and stuff like that. So we've just been beautifying the parks.
All right. And this month also has got another designation, right?
Yes, yes. April is also National Volunteer Recognition Month. So we just wanted to briefly take the time to thank the numerous individuals and organizations who have donated their time and energy to really make a difference in our community. And since April 2025, so over the past year, in addition to the 80 members who served on city council and city commissions, we've recorded 453 park and library volunteers, which is amazing, and they've logged a total of 5,634 volunteer hours. So we are just so proud that we have a community that is so passionate about giving back.
Wow, that's a big number there. A lot of help.
Yes.
All right. And again, tomorrow, 9 a.m. Stuart Park, where do people go?
The Duck Pond area by right by the skate park there. You can just park there and walk out into that grassy field, and we'll have all the stuff set up there.
All right, Tracy David, Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.